This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I decided to skip my classes so that I could have some time to try and figure out what I should do for a living situation.
Yeah.
But I really don't have any idea what to do for a living situation.
Yeah.
Hoping that we can get on the same page with that so that we can be on the same page with our whole lives sometime.
Okay. Well, I think obviously where you should be is in the house where I live and your children live. And that doesn't work because you're unable to identify what's dangerous and harmful about that situation. So that's something you're working toward long term, right?
Yeah.
And then when it became apparent to me that it was dangerous and harmful and that you were not working toward understanding that and that you were more intent on proving that you were allowed to do those behaviors in front of your children, my idea was for you to go to my parents' house. Because that's the place that most keeps you in touch with the reality of needing to work toward seeing the destructive behavior patterns you have toward me. Can you identify why that didn't work? Asking you to go to my dad's house.
I mean, I wasn't willing to go to your dad's house.
I know, but can you identify why that was? Because that was a really destructive thing that you did.
I don't recall, but I think that it's a little awkward for me to go stay with the parents of my estranged spouse, I guess.
And when you say awkward, you mean?
Yeah, are you talking about before? I don't really remember. I think you were threatening to divorce me.
But when you say awkward, what you really mean is?
It doesn't give me any privacy.
What?
Or privacy or space to. Talk to people about our situation, and it's just.
Okay. So you think that what's going on between us is something that it's important to hide from others?
Oh.
No. You just think that it's important to hide it from my parents because they're not likely to be objective. They're more likely to alliance with me.
I understand that they're going to align with you. I just...
And do you feel like that's a positive thing, or do you think that's...
So that I love your parents.
I know, I'm just wondering why you think it would be bad for our marriage to have eyes on it of people who love me and are devoted to my welfare. Hold on just a second, let me talk to Sam. Oh, sorry about that. Sam's going to need me in just a minute.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You're feeling like they need to be
I think lots of people have lots of ideations that they have about me that some of them are true and some of them aren't, but
mm-hmm.
people here say that I need to be speaking with a licensed therapist, not people that know either one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, your mom has told me that she pretty much.
My mom told you what?
Interact with me, because she doesn't want to have to interact with me or.
Right. Well, you were calling her and telling her lies, and you were calling her and manipulating her.
Tell her any lies.
Yeah, you were. You told her that I was on all of the credit card accounts and it had full access to all of the financial information all along. You told her that you were willing to do anything for me when you wouldn't.
Are you suggesting that parents are open to me staying there, and that's what you want?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how many inception levels we are away from reality. Because that's the barrier to you living here with me, is your desire to not have accountability to people in your own life who do see things objectively, whether you want to accept that or not.
I do want accountability, and I do want things to work between us. I just want the advice that we get to come from therapist.
I know, but that's a really, like that's a really, really good way to isolate me from people who have actually seen your behavior, is to take me into a whitewashed clinical setting. Huh?
They can come with us.
Would you be willing to go to a therapist with CA and not me until you guys have worked it out?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to go to a therapist with Aaron and not me until you guys have worked it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the real problem. The real problem is you devaluing them.
I don't devalue them.
But targeting
them,
me.
And it just...
Yeah, you are. Because they have the exact same perception as I have. There's no difference. No difference in how they perceive it and how I perceive it. But you and your therapist have decided that you and I are going to isolate ourselves from anybody who's gotten to see the behavior firsthand and go to a different church where people are going to assume that you and I are on equal footing. And you're going to convince me that you're genuine and you really love me, but not put any effort into convincing Aaron and CA. Well, the only reason that you would target having a relationship with me and changing my perception is because you want me back under your power and control. The only reason that you would not pursue it with them is because they're going to hold you accountable to not pursuing power and control over me. So that's why that's not really a healthy dynamic for you to cut them out but target me. They're a lot more objective than I am, obviously. So if anything, if you're any more innocent than people think you are, it should be easier to convince them of that than to convince me of it.
Okay.
Which is the third thing, like, you know, you being able to live with CA.
Thing.
What?
What's the third thing?
But I'm saying, like, that's the third level away from where you belong, is living at CA's house. Like, can you identify why that doesn't work? Like, why you're getting so many levels away from being able to...
She never told me that there was something internal to me that didn't work. So,
what?
they never said to me that there was a, and that was internal to me why it didn't work.
Hold on. All right, sorry about that. Okay, so you feel like you were doing everything that CA asked you to do, and you feel like you were heeding all of his advice.
I'm just saying, so I don't know about, I think that I was, and I think that he thinks I wasn't, and that's not precisely what I was saying. I was saying that he didn't dissatisfied with something that I did, and that's why I needed that room back. Not what he told me.
Oh, you're saying they just didn't have the space for you anymore.
Really didn't have the space for me, and they did not perceive that things were getting better between us, which is what they had hoped for, and so it didn't seem like it was going to progress towards anything worthwhile. It wasn't.
Yeah. But you felt like you were doing everything.
Yeah.
You felt like you were following all of CA's advice.
I mean, until I said that I wasn't. I don't recall when that was. I think it was after I left there.
Okay. So, like, when you, like, berated me and all those messages for being manipulative and getting two weekends in a row, you felt like that was under the umbrella of how CA had told you to interact with me? And you felt like those messages were approved by him or would have easily been approved by him if you'd shown him before you hit send? Because I know you guys had a lot of conversations.
Gotten a lot of different advice from the elders, and I cannot recall all of their various perceptions at that time. So I certainly didn't show him those messages, and I don't think that he told me I had to show him my messages with my wife.
No. I'm saying you feel like he would approve. Like he would say, yeah, that's how I would speak to Janie. Or, yeah, that's something that's really healthy for you guys and it's going to bring you back together. Or, yeah, that message shows me that you're serious about honoring her. Yeah, that message shows me that you're not shifting blame anymore. Like, do you feel like you, and I'm not saying all the different advice you've gotten, because I know that you can get somebody to say you need to fight for your kids when you look like a sad puppy dog whose kids have been taken away, when that's not the case. But what you know about CA's character, because you know his heart, and because you can easily see what kind of man and husband he is, do you honestly feel like that's consistent with the way he would want you to word that message?
I think a lot of the advice that I've gotten from CA could be characterized as not getting any rights as a husband or a father and giving you everything that you asked for. So me asking for my children, no, I don't think that he would support that in any way, shape, or form. If I
well, I think
but
that, I think
I don't
that
think
if
he
you had written
stated
me
that at the time, but
yeah, I just think that you knew in your heart of hearts, you knew that you were rebelling against what God was asking you to do through the godly example he had put right in front of you.
No, I do not agree with that.
No?
Like I said, I don't recall if he made that statement by then or not, but
I'm not talking about the statement.
I was
talking about just his existence as a man, like the image of CA as existing in a way that shows what it looks like to honor a woman. in your heart of hearts.
Conversations with a therapist so that we can process them together. Right.
Dustin, you're talking about like a marriage and family therapist, right?
I mean, I don't care. That's what my therapist here recommends is that we see a marriage therapist.
I know, but that means that he thinks that this is a communication problem.
Any therapist would help us process.
But this, I mean...
Even that would be a marriage and therapist.
But this isn't really about, like, me communicating better to you. Like, there's not a woman on the face of this earth that could be as clear as I am. This is a matter of denial. That message that you wrote me about me having two weekends in a row being manipulative and arbitrary and capricious, that was nasty, Dustin. That was nasty, and it was below the belt. It was way below the belt. I mean, I cried. I wanted to throw up. It's icky. You know it. Like, if you saw another man do that, you would be angry. If Jeremy had done that to Jeannie while they had stuff going on, you would have said that he was a loser. I mean, you don't talk to women that way. There's a court system for a purpose. If somebody's really doing something terrible, then you file a motion. But you're framing me for being a bad mom. You're framing me for being manipulative towards you. You're framing me for trying to take your children away when I'm thrilled that they're getting more time with you than they ever have. It's icky and controlling and manipulative to write messages to me like that to try to make me feel ashamed. And again, it's kind of like all these micro issues, like any given day that you can point to on a calendar, I can tell you what you were doing on that day that was really bad, really emotionally abusive. And, yeah, framing me for keeping the kids two weekends in a row to defraud you, that's emotionally abusive because it's intended to make me feel terrible about myself. It's intended to make me ashamed of myself. It's intended to make me think that I am some monster that we both know I'm not. It's intended to make me think twice before making any decisions that I think are best for my kids in the future for fear that it's going to be twisted around on me. And there's no reason for me to not be thinking that way. Just this week, you took the fact that I quoted Ted in saying, well, if you really want to be married to me, then just agree with everything I say and never have an opinion again. And you twisted that into, my wife wants to make all the decisions for me, and it is therefore now her responsibility to figure out where I'm going to live next week. And I am just deferring to her because she wants to...
Phone calls that
I know. I'm just saying, you twisted it, what I said, which was exactly what Ted said. Never have an opinion again. And you snowballed it real quick into, I'm doing everything you say. Well, guess what? You've proven that you had no intention of never having an opinion again, which was the crux of it. You've proven that you had no opinion of never arguing with me again, which was the crux of it. And you've turned it solely into your wife wants you to go to Set Free by the Sea and has zero discernment about what's best for your mental health. And you've made me look even worse to all of your counselors, and you've made me look even more controlling to all of your counselors, and you've given your counselors even more reason to not understand that I'm a victim of your abuse. Like, and I told you before I mentioned Set Free by the Sea, we have a whole recording where I explained why it was really dangerous because you flip things like that around on me, you trick me into thinking that it's safe for me to say out loud what I think is best because I have way more intimate knowledge about this situation than anybody else does. And as soon as I do it, it's going to be flipped around on me someday that I made this bad choice or this was my fault. Like, if that's what you did this week, by twisting around, never have an opinion about anything again and don't argue with me, which is what Ted said, into my wife wants to tell me everything to do. Oh, look, she told me to go somewhere that's not going to be good for me.
You decided that you didn't want to do it, so now I'm having
to do what? To do what?
Do where I live. But I really need to be...
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying you're making the whole thing into that I said that I want to choose where you live. But you understand that's within the context of, like, you actually accepting it when I say, Dustin, when I asked you to leave the law residence and you didn't do it, that was aggressive. When Brianna asked you to leave the law residence and you wouldn't without Kevin making you, that was aggressive. When you stalked me down the church hallway to get me alone so you could accuse me of having a man in our kitchen, that was aggressive. When you messaged me that I had manipulated you into getting the kids 2 weekends in a row, that was emotionally abusive. Like, when I tell you those things, you should just be accepting them because they're important things for you to learn so that you can change those really bad behaviors. They're not things that we need to have a conversation about. They're not things that require some back and forth. I gave you the information. That was creepy. Information given, conversation over, move on to a new topic. It's creepy. Everybody who sees it knows it. So when you say that you were living at the McDonald's and our relationship wasn't getting better, it was getting worse. There are things that you were doing while you were there that were absolutely the opposite of the counsel CA would have given you. And you're telling me you know that because you're telling me.
I mean, to speak with a therapist about this.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Can you hold a moment?
Yes.
And I think that I'm still telling you that there's, if this is really about you need to see these behaviors because you don't see them, I think that there's other people in our life who can help you with that, and it shouldn't be me. I think that I'm your target victim, and it's a lot easier to convince somebody that this is poor Erin, poor emotionally frail because she's a woman and she needs you for her self-esteem, Erin. Poor Erin, this is her perception of you, not understanding how genuine and wonderful you are. And I know, I'm just saying, there's no reason it needs to be me.
Nobody...
helping you see it. There's plenty of people who can help you see it who aren't going to have their judgment questioned because they're your wife who's hurt.
I don't think anybody thinks that you're hurt.
Yeah, they do. They think that I'm too close to the situation to see it circumspectly. They think that I don't see how genuine you are. They think that I'm trying to control you. There's zero reason that it needs to be me when so many people have seen it. There's zero reason for it to be me.
I've been going to, like, counseling daily for a long time, and I don't think I'm going to be able to tackle these issues if you don't come talk to somebody.
There's zero reason it needs to be me. Zero. There's enough people who can help you see these things.
It's not the advice that I was given by people who are licensed in psychology.
Well, why don't you ask them why they won't talk to me about it? Why don't you ask them why they're scared to
tell the victim?
What?
Why don't you ask them?
They'll be scared. Don't be scared, honey. They're recommending a marriage counselor so that we can both be a client and both get advice. They're not scared. They have limited time resources. Every single time I talk about you, I say that you're a wonderful person that I cherish. And
I know, but that makes it look like I'm way off on
you.
That makes you look really stupid when you say that about me. That completely misrepresents our relationship. That makes me look like all I need to do is get in a room with a counselor who can help me clearly see how much you love me and adore me and how trustworthy you are.
I mean, I've told you...
Because we need to mail that to the plumber.
Uh-oh. What happened?
What?
What happened?
Oh, Simon got the mail, but it hasn't gone out yet. It's okay, buddy. You put it back.
That's a cute kid.
I told Ted what I'm telling you, which is that it's pretty suspect that you're telling me that you're sorry for everything and you see that you've been terrible to me and all of that, but that you're not willing to pursue reconciliation with the men who literally have said the exact same thing because they saw the exact same thing with their own two eyes. I told him, how is that safe?
When did you tell Ted that?
Huh?
When did you tell Ted that?
On Friday. No, that was Friday.
I
know. And he said
all I could tell you is both Ted and Megan have both told me to not go back to that church and to find a different one. And
yeah, but that's because you told Ted that nobody at that church...
Psychological issues?
You said nobody at that...
Licensed
you said
therapist.
Nobody at that church likes you. And he said, easy solution, don't go to that church anymore. He's not affirming for you that that...
Likes me.
He said that you told him nobody at that church likes me, and he said, then don't go to that church anymore. He says, I give Dustin solutions for...
Describes what they... I never told him that nobody at that church likes me.
All right. Well, it's funny that he thinks you said that, and you've told me that. Anyways, you interrupted me. I was saying that I said, how am I supposed to trust that what he's saying to me about being sorry for these behavior patterns is genuine when the people who have seen those behavior patterns with their own two eyes, he wants to get away from being accountable to them. And he basically told me that you don't want accountability. He was like, can't you see? That's not something Dustin wants. To be accountable to other people in his marriage. It was almost like he was mocking me for wasting all of my breath all this month to talk you into something that you're never going to want, and that we're both so silly for trying to get each other to change. You want me to change, I want you to change. Neither one of you wants to change.
Well, I never told him that I don't want accountability in our marriage.
He told me that. He told me that if you're not wanting to face of the elders when it comes to you, then your behavior makes it clear that he was not wanting to heed the advice of the elders when they come and ask you to do something, then that's clearly not something that you want. And it's fruitless for me to waste my breath trying to convince you to change that.
And I haven't talked about that, so I don't know where that's coming from, but...
Hey. Well, is it true?
I told the elders that I will continue to get their advice. I don't...
Yeah, but all you've done is manipulate it.
I don't agree with that, but that is something that we should talk with a counselor about. Because if I am manipulating it, then I am...
No, I'm saying that you can get counseling with our elders because they're more than capable, without being your target victim and without being suspected of being off in their perceptions of you. They're more than capable of helping you see these behaviors. And if there's any future for you and I ever again, ever, whether it's 5 years from now or whether we get back together 25 years from now, it's not... possible for that to happen when it's not a situation where you're willing to have outside eyes on it who you trust their judgments.
That's what
if you're going to be... No, therapist, you can quit.
I don't know.
You can quit a therapist any day you want.
Have
you can say that therapist doesn't know it.
Effort into arguing with third parties, and I can tell you from experience here that that's going to be fruitless, and they probably aren't even going to engage in it. So,
yeah, I know. That's what's great about me is that I never give up, like, being abused in an argument. I have amazing stamina that not everybody has. But I'm not asking you to go to a counselor and argue and go back and forth on stupid stuff like whether you left the law house when you were asked to the first time. I know. It needs to be, hey, you didn't leave the law house when you were asked to. Oh.
That's
next time
true.
I'm asked
I
to
did leave the law
next
house.
Time I'm this is the stupid part, Dustin. This is the part where it's stupid. This is the part where other people won't engage with you. So, yeah, if you're saying it's pointless to have one of them go to counseling with me because they won't continue a conversation once we get to the part where I say I did leave as soon as I was asked to, that's why. This is why you can't have relationships with people. It's not normal for somebody to continue on in a relationship with somebody who says, I did leave as soon as I was asked to, because there's not anything to talk about anymore. Literally. And you would love to do this in front of a counselor, wouldn't you? Because you just put us on an equal playing field. It's your word against my word. Your word is that you left when you were asked to. My word is that you didn't. Okay, counselor's going to say, we need to move on. There's no point in talking about that. You're never going to say that he left, he didn't leave when he left when he was asked to, and he's never going to say that he did. That's why it doesn't need, that doesn't need to be me, Dustin. You make me look stupid. You make me look like we're two-year-olds having a back and forth about it. I'm not a two-year-old. I'm an adult with eyes and ears who knows what happened and doesn't deserve to be gaslighted. Just like Kevin is, just like Brianna is.
I am.
No, Dustin. No, you're a predator. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if there's something in this where, I don't know. I don't want to say it because everybody already evidently thinks that I'm trying to gaslight you into thinking there's something wrong with you and there's not. But if you don't remember frequent, ongoing, extreme domestic violence at South 18th Street and at Stanley Drive,
the only physical acts that I can remember was you coming at me and my retaliation was to hug you, stop you from hitting me. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Nobody.
If you would engage with a counselor and there's things that I somehow repress my memory on, they could help draw those out of me.
I can't.
I am 100% willing and committed to getting all the help that I need to be a good person. And I just hope.
You're not. You're not. You're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not. You're not. You're not. You'll say whatever it takes to get me back into the cycle. But you're not actually willing.
I'm very sorry you feel that way. I wish that I knew.
It's not a feeling, Dustin. My perception's not off.
For you.
It's my perception's not off.
Okay.
You speak to me in an extremely threatening tone of voice. And I know that day that Brianna came out and asked you to leave, I know that what you were telling Kevin was, she always says it's my tone of voice. This is my voice. It's my body. I can't change my voice.
Well,
that's some pretty serious gaslighting going on right there. I know, but you're triangulating. You're going to a third party to try to convince the third party that my perception is off, even though you now have lots of other people who have all experienced the same thing that I've been experiencing for 15 years. Which is that you emotionally abuse me with your mannerisms. You speak to me in a way that is attempting to manipulate me by eliciting shame.
I'm very sorry that I've been arguing with you about this. I'm not supposed Thank to argue you. With you.
Exactly. So if I say...
Right.
If I say that I asked you to leave the law house and you didn't, you tried to shame me again, you say, oh... And then we move on with our lives, and you keep that locked up there in your brain as information that's going to help you learn how to stop doing those things. The next time you're asked by a woman to leave a residence that you don't own because she feels really uncomfortable, you're going to be more likely to do it because you actually wrote that down in your brain as inappropriate behavior that you need to try to avoid. It's not something we need to argue about. That's what I'm talking about when I say don't argue with me and never have an opinion again. I mean, I should be able to say that was creepy how you stalked me in the church hallway and you say, oh, so that you can actually record that in your brain as something that you don't do to women because it feels predatory. It's not something that needs to be argued about. Does that make sense? I'm not doing this because I want you to like get punished or go to jail about it. I'm doing it because they're really destructive behaviors that I would like you to be freed from.
of you. You still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to help Simon with something. There you go.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. So anyways, this is a conversation about where you could live next week, because if your goal is to divorce me and move on with your life, because
not my goal.
That's what I mean. Then it makes sense that the most important thing would be to make sure that you have enough medication to numb your conscience, and make sure that you have enough medication to go to work every day, and make sure that you have enough medication that you can focus on paying your bills and, you know, providing for your own household separate from your children and all of that. But if your goal is to ever have a relationship where you can live with another adult ever for the rest of your life, this isolating me is not going to work.
I want to isolate you.
I know, but you're like somehow in favor of this idea that you've come up with them, that you shouldn't have any accountability.
No,
because you understand that hiring a therapist who you go to once a week, you can quit anytime. That's not accountability. That's not a person.
Going to a therapist, I need to see a therapist.
I know, but that's not accountability. That's advice and counseling. That's not accountability. That's not a person I can go to at 1 o'clock a.m. with my children in fear and know I'm going to have a bed to sleep in.
What's up?
I think there's a lot of people who you could live with if you were behaving in pro-social ways. Uh-oh.
don't know how to do any better than to follow the advice we've been given here.
No. You just didn't. I don't know.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I mean, have you explained to Ted that these people are people that you trust and have good judgment and haven't led you wrong on any count? Like, does Ted understand that aspect of it, that God has really, really richly blessed us beyond what maybe anybody Ted has ever met in his life has had in terms of good, godly counsel? I feel like it's kind of unique.
Yes, I have. Him my opinion, and he is giving me his opinion based on what I have said and his...
Well, I didn't ask, did you give him his, your opinion? I asked, did you tell him... Did you tell him specifically that these are wise people?
Yes, I did, and this is not something that's new to them. They would always recommend not using a church for that purpose.
It's not for marriage counseling, Dustin. It's for accountability, which is completely different from marriage counseling.
Okay. Well,
did you explain that?
I think they view it as marriage counseling.
But did you explain that it was accountability?
Yes, Aaron, I did.
Okay.
I don't think that...
Which, if we need marriage counseling, there's no problem going for marriage counseling. But if you're abusing your wife, you need to just stop abusing your wife. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
I have to go. I think the boys heard each other. Bye.
Bye.